being 3-1. And here comes head coach Dan Da Silva in to chat with us post-game. It's pretty simplistic to say about the power plays. They scored three of them on the power play. You were 0-for-6. That's basically the difference that you can look at, but your thoughts on the game itself.
Sorry, been under the weather.
Yes, I know you have, like, along with a few players. Tristan Doyle, by the way, was a late scratch because of illness. So.
Yeah. I mean, special teams are the difference in the game, straight up. We win that game 1-0, 5-on-5. So one of those nights, power play has been really good for us, and tonight we couldn't find the back of the net. I thought we had some good opportunities, and then obviously losing Tristan Doyle minutes before the game is a big blow to the power play. He's been a big part of it for the past couple of months, you know, taking over PP1, and we missed him. We missed a shot threat, and I thought that, you know, the power play created chances. Like, we had a post, there's some pucks laying in the crease, and just couldn't finish it off, but, you know, credit to them, their power play was clicking, and we couldn't stop it, so... Obviously, we learned some lessons tonight, and when you're playing against these top teams, you can't be going to the box. So, lesson learned, and we'll be better from it.
Top team that made some moves prior to the deadline. They look like a little bit different of a team than what we've seen so far in two games. They look a little bit quicker because of the moves they've made.
Yeah, I thought they came out quick. You know, I thought that the first 6 or 7 minutes, you know, we were kind of shell-shocked a bit, like... They were coming after us, and we were like, oh, no, this is a fast game. But I felt like after that, we were right there. I thought we looked fast, too. You know, I thought that we competed against them. I thought we showed that we can play against them 5-on-5. And I was proud of our effort, honestly. I really liked our game.
Your boy's doing this these days.
I can't help it. I can't help myself. Yeah.
Jackson, go ahead.
When you talk about, you know, lessons learned against some of the top teams, you know, with so few games early on in January and such a compressed schedule early on, would you rather see, you know, lessons learned at this point rather than later on when you got so many games next to one another?
Yeah, I mean, lessons are good at any point. The earlier, the better, I guess, for that. Yeah, we're going to see them down the line. We have one more game, you know, in the regular season against them and others against top teams in our conference. So just... It's stepping stones for us. We have a younger team still, and we have to learn what it takes, you know, to play against these top teams. Because, you know, when you turn pucks over at your blue line and then you take a penalty, they're oftentimes going to make you pay. They have the caliber of players on their power play that they'll make you pay. And so we need to learn those lessons. You have to play almost a perfect game, a mistake-free game, which is hard to do, but you want to play as close to one of that as you can. And I thought that we competed hard. I thought that the chances in the game would be fairly tight, like fairly close for both sides. I would hopefully, you know, I think that it'd be maybe in our favor, but yeah, I mean, for our group to get back together, you know, three World Junior guys coming back, you know, Caden Allen and Jack LaValle coming back into the lineup tonight, you know, I think it was a bit of a new group and still finding their way, but I liked our effort. I thought we got contributions from everyone and just didn't get the result tonight.
You mentioned a couple of guys back in the lineup, the three of them in particular, your European imports. What did you see from them tonight in their first game with the Blades after however many weeks it was?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that Dusty and David showed okay. I don't think that they were at their best by any means, but I was impressed by Elias. I thought that he, you know, in fairly limited minutes based on, you know, the penalties and all that stuff, special teams, I thought that he was pretty good. Like, he looks like he's big. He skates well. He was physical on the forecheck. You noticed him every time he was out there. So I think he's only going to get better as he gets more comfortable with his surroundings.
Interesting what you say about limited ice time because of special teams and the penalties. You can stay away from the penalties, and it's dependent on the officials, obviously. They call things pretty tight tonight. But if you get a game where it's not quite as tightly called and there's not as many penalties, you feel pretty good about your team's 5-on-5 with the four lines you can throw out.
Well, that's exactly right. Like, I felt like, you know, our depth was actually stronger than theirs. If it could have been a game where we, you know, maybe there's only two or three power plays aside, that it would into our advantage. So it's too bad the game went the way that it was with how many penalties there was both ways, that our fourth line wasn't able to play as much as we had hoped. But I thought that we got great minutes from them. I thought that they were noticeable every time they were out there. And I think it's a good sign for us moving forward.
Good. Thanks, Coach. Look forward to, what is it now, Wednesday at home against Brandon.
You betcha. Thank you.
All right. Dan Da Silva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades. Finishing up the summary here, we were mentioning the special teams. Let's move over to the face-offs. Edmonton won 29 of 50.